Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. Today could be a major turning point in the financial crisis. This afternoon, the government will announce which big banks are healthy and which ones may need more money if the recession worsens. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner saying the results of the stress test will be reassuring. One firefighter in California says that he has seen as many as 20 homes destroyed in the latest wildfire near Santa Barbara, and thousands more are now threatened by the fire. More than 13,000 people have been evacuated, and strong winds could make the fire flare up again today. So far, we know of at least 8 firefighters that have been injured. Some homeowners in Arizona also had a close call.
We just came back from down there, and everything is just like it was when we left it last time. It's unbelievable the way they were able to stop this thing.
They had said that they had stopped the fire on the other side of the fence from my house.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says no U.S. ground forces will be deployed to Pakistan. He offered that assurance today while visiting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He also says the Pentagon's working to get troops longer home visits between deployments to Afghan battle zones. 38,000 U.S. troops are now stationed there in Afghanistan, with another 30,000 heading there by this fall. A man who was accused of stealing clothing from an Ohio store actually filled out a job application before he left. Police say that the man stuffed shirts and jeans under his clothes before asking for a job application form. Police used that application to find him. The store manager told the local media that at least $400 worth of stuff was taken. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.